This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Segment, Dr. Francis Boyle, who's on record saying it's a man-made bioweapon that he believed leaked out of the lab. Well, now that's the official story. AP, all of, we haven't gotten to all that. This is so huge. And you'll be riding shotgun with us for a little bit longer here. David Knight, the Democrat governors say, we're not reopening anything. They're doing that for economic devastation. They're also pushing their forced inoculation. They're now admitting that. This is the ingredients for civil war. What do you expect to see coming next?
Well, I think what's going to happen next is we're going to see, we've been talking about how the TSA was going to roll out to the road, right? This is also part of the plan. We pointed out TSA was not the Airport Security Administration. It's the Transportation Security. And we years ago, when I first started here at InfoWars, they had the Viper teams. Remember that? Where they were shaking people down at the bus stations and so forth. Now they're talking about having tests. And President Trump floated the idea, well, maybe governors will do tests at the border of their states for people coming in and out. Now, what they're going to do is, as they shut this down, this is an opportunity for us to use the Commerce Clause the way it was really supposed to be used, in my opinion. The Commerce Clause has been abused. It was abused by FDR to force price controls interior into the inside of the states during the Depression, and it's been used to try to justify the war on drugs, even though they don't have the authority under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. They say, well, we got the Commerce Clause. But we could use the Commerce Clause the way it was intended, which was to make sure that you're not going to have border controls for transportation, that you're not going to have border controls for goods. When we lock down the economy, we've now got two problems, not one. We've got a disease, and I don't think that this disease is as serious as it appeared to be initially. I think we're seeing manipulation of the statistics as we have them saying you're going to count these as deaths instead if you haven't even tested them. And so we see the deaths going up by 10,000 in New York. At the same time, Cuomo is saying, well, you know, we missed it by 100%. He tells Giuliani, we had that story on Infowars.com a couple of days ago. We missed it by 100%. It's kind of like a weather forecast. No, they didn't miss it by 100%. They missed it by anywhere from 200% to 4,000%. They overestimated the hospital beds by 2 times to 10 times on a state-by-state basis. The number of ventilators that they estimated they would need, they overestimated that by a factor of 40. So this is not even a 100% miss. And yet, at the same time, they're trying to jack up the deaths by saying, we're going to count these as deaths, even if we haven't tested the people for COVID. We don't even know that they died. They got multiple issues. They're old as well. And then, oh, they also had COVID. So we'll make that the underlying cause. Now they're stepping it up by saying, we're not even sure that they had COVID. And they've been doing this with the flu for a long time, estimating up the number of cases, estimating up the number of deaths. And then they manipulated the data to show the COVID was going to kill everybody with a higher fatality rate.
Yes, please minimize that. Thank you.
And they tried to minimize it. They tried to maximize the fatality rate and then get everybody afraid about the lethality of it and then tell everybody, now you're all going to get it. That's what's got everybody so panicked. That's what has everybody begging for the government to save them. But if we shut everything down, Alex, we are heading into a Great Depression, and the only way we're going to get out of this greater depression is with a world war. That's exactly what they want. They want to melt down the society. They want to impose communism on us. They want to destroy the middle class. This is why they have shut down.
David, there's no doubt that they're using this for power and control. But at the same time, the reason I was concerned about it is it's clearly man-made. It came out of the weapons lab. That's confirmed. So who's behind that? And we do know it is killing people. And so there's a lot going on here. And I respect you. And I think you've been vindicated on the fact that, you know, they're definitely trying to hype this up for a power grab. The question is, what's coming next in all this? And we're going to have Dr. Francis Boyle coming up with us here today. Again, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And we've been really just amazingly on target with our guests. with all of this, but there's a paradox here. Yes, they've hyped up the virus to take our rights, but the collapse is the real issue.
Yeah.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of BQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Intelligence community, a limited hangout is the deliberate revelation of some information about malfeasance to try to confuse and or prevent discovery of other information. In a recent Daily Mail article, the Communist Chinese admit, after 4 months of denial, that the COVID-19 virus resulted from work being done in the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was paid for by the U.S. National Institute of Health, run by none other than Anthony Fauci during the Obama administration. In the article, the CCP admits to harvesting their bats from a single cave in Yunnan, China, thereby vindicating the work of Indian researchers who scanned its genome and found evidence that COVID-19 is a man-made hybrid, also known as a chimera virus. Controversy sparked in 2015 over the creation of a chimeric SARS-like virus at the University of North Carolina, and a moratorium was enacted to end gain-of-function research in the United States. Gain-of-function research involves genetically increasing the transmissibility of deadly pathogens. Immediately following this moratorium, the Obama administration and the National Institute of Health under Dr. Anthony Fauci outsourced the work to the Wuhan Virology Lab in China. The NIH awarded $3.7 million in research grants to the Wuhan Institute of Virology for gain-of-function coronavirus experimentation on bats. The Wuhan Institute lists the NIH as a partner, as well as the University of Alabama, the University of North Texas, Harvard University, and the National Wildlife Federation. The CCP still claims that it was an accident, suggesting that the innocent bat experiments may have gotten out of control. But the admission is that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan laboratory, and it was paid for and directed by Anthony Fauci and the NIH. The very same Fauci who is now suggesting extended lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations in the United States. As the world increasingly blames China for the COVID-19 virus, the CCP has fired a not-so-subtle warning shot across the bow of their American deep state accomplices. A massive war with China could potentially make all talk of deep state corruption vanish. Reporting for InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
DrugsReport.com headlines. Airline tests blood before you fly. Immunity passports. New York State shut until May 15th. And you know they're going to expand it after that. Wall Street to Trump. Keep it closed. But China's opening back up. You know, I have this little stuffed animal here that I bought at a gas station yesterday driving back to Austin. As I was having to finally build a retreat redoubt in case they turn off the lights. And I just thought, you know, the Chi-Com dragon killed over 100 million people. So Hitler was responsible probably for the deaths of 50 million people. So he'd be a little dragon half this size. Stalin a little bit smaller. You know, Mao's the biggest killer in the Chinese communist the world's ever seen. So it's not a cute little dragon here going, oh, hi, I'm liberal. This is very serious. We can joke around about this all day. And I know Professor Boyle's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. A lot of that got adopted in the world law. He prosecuted dictators like Slobodan Milosevic. He's represented major countries at the U.N. As their official representative. And we can agree, disagree about different facets of this. But where you and David have been dead on, David Knight here with us, a talk show host for the David Knight Show weekday mornings, 8 a.m. here at InfoWars, is that this was man-made, this was out of Wuhan, and that it now leaked. AP has the documents, Daily Mail has the documents. I said over the weekend, the fact this is happening shows a limited hangout. This is huge under international law that the head of the World Health Organization got caught lying, blocking it's being reported. This is just such huge news, folks. It's all admitted now. To saying that it didn't come out of the lab when it did, running interference. This is huge. So we have an expert, probably we can say the expert on law internationally and nationally on this, and how big a development this is, that it's gone from the back burner, you know, here in the fever swamps, as they call them, you know, of InfoWars, all the real experts, from the wilderness now to the front page. What does this portend for the world? Dr. Boyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me on, and my congratulations to David Knight on his return to the show. I think this is the first time I've had the pleasure to speak with him.
Well, I mean, we're not here to toot each other's horns, but, I mean, you were dead on about North Carolina, Chapel Hill. David's from there, down the street from it. Gain of function, Fauci saying he, you know, war criminal. We're actually seeing the guy behind it up there on TV. And then why did China release it? Was it an accident? You think it's so devastating it was an accident. I see the timing at the end of this trade war, the deep state wanting to kill our economy. I think it's just as plausible that they did it on purpose. But just what is it like for you now, 9 weeks later, after you came on the show, totally vindicated, and what they're saying with these documents that the UN helped cover this up?
Well, they're still trying to cover it up. If you follow it carefully, now we have what your reporter or somewhere in there called a limited hangout, which we're familiar with. Fox News is saying, oh, well, China was just trying to keep up with us in terms of scientific and medical endeavor. That's total full throttle, Alex. This Wuhan BSL-4 was China's Fort Detrick. It was their first Fort Detrick. Everyone knows it. It was there for the purpose.
And you said 9 weeks ago they wanted to compete with America to show they could do it, but didn't have proper controls. Now the Pentagon officially said that word for word today.
Right. This is a biological warfare factory. It is there for research, development, testing, stockpile of the most dangerous biological warfare weapons you can possibly imagine to human beings. And that is what we are dealing with. It has, as I've said before, it has SARS, which is already a weaponized coronavirus, and that was done over in China, setting off the SARS pandemic there when it leaked from one of their BSL-3s. It has gain-of-function work that we know from the University of North Carolina. It has HIV in there. We know from that a scientific article I discussed with you with the Australia Health Board and Wuhan BSL-4. HIV was DNA genetically engineered into that. That was confirmed by the Indian scientists that HIV is
in there. And by the way, India now officially, the government's investigating Wuhan as a criminal action. So quantifying this, how big is this?
Well, you know, Alex, just in terms of the human death here, it's astounding where this could lead if it is not properly handled. With all due respect to David, this is at a minimum SARS on steroids, and the lethality rate of SARS already documented is 15%.
Well, let's talk about it when we come back for break, because here's the deal. We ought to take it serious because it came out of a bioweapons lab, and it does kill old people, and we can discuss why it doesn't kill young people who usually would have an autoimmune response. You're an expert on that. We'll both talk about that. And absolutely. But I think you agree, doctor, when we come back and talk about this, regardless, they're part of the power structure and the very medical tyranny that you say should hang from a lamppost. They're power grabbing out of this. So that's a very complex paradox.
Correct. That is absolutely correct that the establishment, the medical, economic, all the Davos crowd of globalonists are jumping on this for all it's worth to push their own agenda. And so we have to, in my opinion, we have to separate that out from the danger that we truly do.
Sure, and just like you did, you know, pointing out the vaccine's pointless, it's a joke, everybody admits that, but still, it's a real virus that does kill some people, and it's just insane. We'll be right back with both of you. We'll get David's take on this. We have Dr. Boyle with us as well. We're really honored to have him. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I got to tell you, David Knight's a smart engineer, great talk show host. Dr. Boyle's a prestigious lawyer and bioweapons expert and wrote the U.S. Law on Bioweapons. And I'm listening to these guys during the four-minute break, and they sound like captains on a ship that's going down trying to save people. I mean, this is not a joke, folks, okay? What's happening with the economy, shutting it down is going to kill millions. A bioweapon's out. They now admit it's out. They now admit it leaked out of China. Dr. Boyle's very conservative. He's like, well, I can't imagine they released this on purpose, but clearly, it leaked out of the lab. Well, now they're admitting it leaked out of the lab. And this is how wars start. So yeah. I've never felt more. I'm very energized because this is so serious. I've never been this energized. But I'm also feel like desperation, like we should be doing something. So I asked Dr. Boyle, you said, well, what should we do? Who gets prosecuted? Because when I watch Fauci, who 9 weeks ago, Dr. Boyle and you separately, on air were pointing out NIH and the Chapel Hill and the scientist article and the research, and now they confirm that and more, and chopping up the bats and feeding it to the piglets, and the piglets die, and they feed it to more piglets. And this is what they're telling us about. Clearly, China released that last week to say, hey, don't blame us. We'll blame Fauci and the NIH. Well, as you said 9 weeks ago, Dr. Boyle, Trump must cut Fauci and all of them loose and explain. I didn't know, and they just need to get arrested. Instead, they're the ones up there running the response, which I then have no confidence in, Dr. Boyle.
They're going to get us all killed, Alex, if they keep going the way they're going. You're exactly correct. I don't know what else to say.
So you literally nailed it exactly 9 weeks ago. How did you do it? I mean, I know you're going to say research papers, this is what I do, but how did you nail it?
Well, I did some basic research when the first reports of a strange pneumonia-like disease came out of China. I looked into it. And let me just say, I've been doing this work professionally since 1983 or 4 when the Council for Responsible Genetics invited me from, they're basically Harvard MIT people. My buddies there at Harvard in life sciences asked me to get involved and handle biological warfare work. So whenever some strange exotic disease breaks out somewhere with no explanation, I immediately try to look into it and see, well, is there a is this natural?
So Congress came to you out of all the people and said, write our bioweapon law?
Well, we went to Congress. The council, I was invited by the Council for Responsible Genetics to give a briefing on Capitol Hill in 1985 on the Reagan administration's biological weapons program, including the use of DNA genetic engineering to manufacture biological weapons. And let me point out, it was exactly at that time, under Reagan's neocons, that Fauci was appointed to work for Reagan.
And that's key because Cheney said, even at that time, it was an L.L. Lemster idea from 20 years before, they were dreaming up the deployment of race-specific bioweapons, which decades later, in 2001, in Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC, they admitted.
They admitted it there. That's exactly correct. So Fauci was put in there right at the time I got involved to counteract what Fauci was doing at NIAID. And indeed, that whole purpose of NIAID, there was a New York Times article several years ago saying 95% of this, I would say, Nazi biological warfare work comes out of NIAID and Fauci, who was put in there by the neocons to do this type of work.
And so skip ahead. Why in the hell, under Obama, did they give gain of function? It was a national scandal, as you pointed out, to them. And now China's blaming. What is going on there?
Well, this is a case what we law professors and lawyers call joint and several responsibility. I mean, they're both responsible on both sides. There's no question about it. China wanted to have its own Fort Detrick, and our death scientists were more than happy to help them. I want to make it clear, I'm not using the word treason here because that has a definite meaning in the U.S. Constitution and federal criminal law. I was originally hired here to teach criminal law for several years. But these people are traitors, outright traitors, these Americans involved in this. They are traitors to the United States of America.
Sure. What about the head biologist at Harvard? I mean, I'm not a guy that's into the death penalty, but I mean, why did he get arrested right when all this started? Because David Knight back in January pointed out that he thought this was connected to it. Is it?
I think it is, yes. Because as you see, Harvard was a sponsor of that Wuhan BSL-4. Your associate just had it on there, right? And in addition, then, this Harvard let the chair of their chemistry department to go over to Wuhan to set up his own laboratory in Wuhan. Well, this chair of the, and the notion that Harvard didn't know, that's just a cover story. Of course Harvard knows. I spent 7 years at Harvard. I have 3 degrees from Harvard. I spent
you were doing a special Kissinger PhD, so. What was their thinking? Purely money from the Chi-Coms?
Well, yeah, Harvard covered it up the first time the FBI asked some questions for it. I mean, you know, yeah, exactly.
Harvard covered it up, and they were paying. You know, this is outright greed. You know, it's the statement that, you know, capitalists will sell the rope you
to hang them with. Right. So let me ask you this, Dr. Anna Davis. We've got a break here in a few minutes.
Thank you.
What does President Trump need to do? I think, as you said it last week, he should level with the American people. What does leveling look like?
Well, I did want to finish this point about Professor Harvard, because he is a specialist in nanotechnology, and it was already reported that over in Wuhan, he was applying nanotechnology to chemical matters and biological matters. So I suspect that what happened here was that he applied nanotechnology to what later became COVID. That is why that MIT scientist determined that it could travel 27 feet in the air. That's why it's so infectious. It's so small. It's nanotechnology as well as everything else together.
And we know what he's been charged with, because the latest thing I saw from the Justice Department is they're not saying, why is that secret, or you're a criminal lawyer. What do you think?
It's being covered up, sure. There's no question at all about it. Just like the anthrax attacks. Coming out of Fort Detrick, were covered up by the FBI and the Department of Justice.
All right, we'll come back then and talk about what you think Trump needs to do and get David Knight's take on that. But let me ask you, Dr. Boyle, with 50 seconds left.
Well, I think, first of all, I don't even know if this has been explained to President Trump, because everyone he has around him are liars, and they're up to their eyeballs in this Nazi biological warfare work. Someone needs to sit down, like I did with you, and go through in detail with President Trump about how dangerous this is, okay? Existentially dangerous.
Well, yeah, Briggs and Fauci are literally Gates minions.
Yeah.
How do you get it? Let's come right back to Dr. Boyle and David Knight with his questions, and we'll talk about this, folks. I have 4 children. I know a lot of you do as well. And I just want to explain to everybody, I know you already know this, it's not just depression we're facing. If it comes out China did this on purpose, we're going to war. That's what David Knight was warning about. We'll talk about that when we come back.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139. Is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139. Is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139. Is the InfoWarStore. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It's the InfoWarsStore Hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, we got a lot of ground to cover here in the time we have left before our next guest host takes over in the fourth hour, then the War Room, Owen Schroyer. Coming up, there's so many angles to hit on this, but the social engineering, the whole social engineering front, David, is really the big enchilada. And you were saying, look at Mao's great leap forward.
Yeah. Yeah. 80 million people, they bragged, 80 million people died from that. What was that? Was that a disease? Was it war? No. It was democide. And it was... moving everybody out to the farms and taking people out of their normal jobs and putting them on communes, putting people in factories. They didn't know how to work it. But it was really Mao trying to take the society down to the base level for his own power. And, Alex, it was about the disease of the human mind. It was about communism. That's been the disease that killed more people in the 20th century than anything else. And we have to understand how powerful that can be. I mean, this is something that can be stopped. It's not necessary. It's self-inflicted. And the great leap forward is looking a lot like this. And I said from the very beginning, I said it looks like the Great Leap Forward. Exactly.
And it even comes out of communist China with the captured World Health Organization now on record covering up the level 4 bioweapon release, however it happened, out of Wuhan. And the very people that have released it and stand to gain from it, that shut down the Taiwanese protests, have shut down their own country, are now shutting ours down. And leftist politicians and globalist politicians are holding the country hostage to take political control. Whether the virus is ultra-deadly or not is a side issue. That's why, listeners, I didn't get up here and panic about your health. Okay, I said boost your immunity. That's important. But when it comes to storable food, I said you need firearms, you need food. You need a six-month, a year supply of food if you can afford it. And we have the biggest food supplier in the country because they're known, they're respected, they have food, they ship it to you. The other companies don't, folks, have good records. We have it. They had to pause shipments of new orders for 2 weeks. They couldn't take new orders for 2 weeks because they wanted to get out the other shipments. Now they've got the food, and they're able to get it out to you right now for new orders. We're now taking new orders of high-quality storable food, the nice plastic tote containers, sealed bags, not air, all full of high-quality food, very delicious, very healthy, and the profit that comes in funds this operation that is just a rearguard action trying to defeat this globalist operation. So I'm telling you, you need storable food, and with the economy shut down and the election shut down and all the craziness going on, this stuff lasts 25 years. Get it. You'll get it shipped to you, and you'll have it. And it's five times cheaper than the average supermarket food with all the markup. This is the best deal you're going to find out there. It's why they're our sponsor. It's why they're the biggest. Get your storable food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And also get your vitamin D3 with K, Winter Sun, 50% off. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. It's also good for children as well. Amino acids, not just vitamins, minerals like zinc. That's 50% off. Get your X3 about to sell out. 60% off. We've cut prices during this crisis. And again, frankly, I'm not even worried about the money except keeping us running. I've had to go out and actually on the family farm that my dad has, just get ready in case everything collapses. And it was a very sad feeling. It's beautiful out there. Our family's been there since the Mexican land grants in the 1820s. And we've sold most of the land except the old core part of the property. It's still expansive. And about those beautiful oak trees and piney woods. And it looks like heaven. And we got a little lake there and a spillway. And I was catching fish with my kids. And I almost threw up driving back to Austin yesterday to think that we're having to get the well going. We're having to get the storable food in. I'm having to get, you know, family that are veterans ready. And they all agree. And these are folks that weren't just pushing pencils in the military. I'll tell you that. They're all ready. Because if this fails and we don't get the republic back and the authoritarianism comes in on the other side of this virus, it is going to be one hell of a fight.
You're talking about pushing pencils. I talked about iPencil, the famous piece from Leonard Reed, where he talks about how complicated it is to make something as simple as a pencil. The people who are shutting down our economy don't realize how they have broken it. I mean, this is about, you know, you got farmers who are pouring their milk down the drain, who are plowing their fields under.
And leftist bitch and go, give that milk to people. There ain't no trucks to get it. You don't milk the cows. Their udders burst, you idiots.
Exactly. You cannot centrally plan an economy, but that's the conceit that Fauci and the
economies are on relationships between producers and vendors and markets.
That's right.
And knowing
they don't understand how complicated that is, and they don't understand it. They may break, they've pushed Humpty Dumpty off the wall. They may not be able to put him back together again.
Let's go to Dr. Francis Boyle, who's laid all this out. What does President Trump need to do now? How does he level the American people?
Well, Alex, I think once he understands that the American people in our republic are facing this existential threat, he has to have a major address and tell the American people exactly what went on here, including the involvement of all these U.S. Nazi death scientists, yes. Which, by the way, happened long before him.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming President Trump for this. I don't even think he knew what was going on between you and me. And then to understand that we are in the fight of our lives here, and we are going to have to operate accordingly in order to stop and contain COVID and try to throw it back. I think and to think along those lines. This is far more dangerous to us and the American Republic than Hitler and the Nazis or the Japanese imperialists or whatever. They never got over here. COVID is here now. It can kill, I think, up to 15% of us if it is not handled properly. And that's where we are right now, Alex.
Dr. Boyle, can I interject something here? Dr. Boyle, let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is what you alluded to there, the Operation Paperclip. You know, talk about the Japanese imperialists and the Nazi scientists, and, of course, we brought them in with Operation Paperclip. I lived right down the street when I was in North Carolina from UNC Chapel Hill, and I really didn't realize that this was going on. Most people don't realize that there are hundreds of these things going on in universities all over the place. It wasn't really until there was the outbreak down at the National Primate Center, Burkholderia pseudomallei, which is a bacteria that they brought in from an obscure place for gain-of-function stuff, that when that got out, and then we had a rash of public incidents where they were mailing live anthrax to the mail and so forth, people don't realize how prolific this is and how they have violated the prohibitions of the treaty that you had there. They don't realize that Fauci and the NIH were funding this, and how Fauci and Francis Collins, even when there was a stop order to stop the funding in 2014, they continued with a half dozen of these. UNC Chapel Hill was just one of them. There were all these bioethicists that were outraged when they released their paper, and Francis Collins said, well, I just continued it. And then they lifted that restriction in 2017. We got to get that information out to the American people, don't we?
Well, yeah, that's why I've been talking to Alex here. He's the only one letting me say that. I've been blocked out of all the mainstream news media on purpose. No one's letting me say that.
Well, you're certainly vindicated now. So what do you expect to happen now that we learn AP gets the documents that the UN World Health Organization is involved covering this up for communist China? What should Trump do with that information?
Well, again, Trump has to come out and be honest with the American people and say, no one told me this is a biological warfare weapon. I don't think he was told this and how existentially dangerous it is. He's now leveling with the American people. Yes, we have our own American Nazi biowarfare death scientists working with China on this. And, you know, these people are a fifth column. We're going to get them all prosecuted.
Exactly. Don't let them hold us hostage. He shouldn't become a party to the cover-up with Fauci and them, but they'll use that on Trump. He needs to bring it out now.
I think that's correct. This is a matter of telling the truth to the American people. Level with us. And then come up with an agenda by legitimate public health authorities, medical doctors, epidemiologists, who have never taken one penny.
Exactly. You can't have the people that caused the crisis in charge of the crisis.
Of course not, because they're all busy covering up their own criminal responsibility under my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act that has life imprisonment. And as for North Carolina...
Hold on, we'll come right back with that. Please stay with us.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, last weekend, Bill Gates came out with a clip. I've already played several times this week, so I'll play it again. Where he said, one out of 10,000 have a problem, so 700,000 will get sick or die from the vaccine. But it's okay to pay that. He goes, we need to have governments indemnify people who get hurt. Well, explain what's really going on there.
Well, you know, Alex, this is another connection to Fauci. As Dr. Boyle was explaining, they brought him in to help to push back against Dr. Boyle's work when he was trying to control this gain-of-function research. But also, Fauci was brought in 1985, and if everybody recalls, 1986 was when they created what they called the National Childhood Vaccine Act. What that did was that gave immunity from lawsuits to the big pharmaceutical companies that damaged people with their vaccines. Now, there's not any other industry that I know of that has complete immunity from any damage that they do with their products, except for the vaccine industry. But Fauci was there when this went through, and it was sold as a way to protect the children.
And notice before all this hype came out about how we all got our vaccines, they've been trying to censor everybody that criticizes them. I'd love it if the vaccine would protect me from something. But over and over again, they have bad side effects. They don't protect you, and they cover it up. How do you have it for the common cold? This is not the common cold, but if that's the basis of the virus, they admit. I've had scientists on, not just Dr. Boyle. They go, yeah, no, you can't do that. It's not going to work. So what is the agenda, Dr. Francis Boyle, behind this horse inoculation and these IDs to travel and all this?
Well, I agree with both David and you have said. It's domination and control, population reduction, the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters, that was condemned in the Nuremberg judgment of 1946. I mean, we know Gates is a eugenicist and a genocider. That's a matter of public record. And yet he's out there constantly being appearing on MSNBC and CNN. You know, what can I say? They're giving him this immunity passports. It's completely preposterous. So many of these vaccines are more dangerous than worthless. This HPV vaccine that they're, you know, trying to pump into all our children, even Judicial Watch has exposed that. And, you know, they're a very conservative legal organization. The list of these things go on. And as I told you before, you know, Gates trying to purvey a vaccine here. I don't believe there is a vaccine out. I just don't see it. I'm sure he understands that too. So that could be more dangerous than worthless. And in any event, he'll have a patent on it and scaremonger everyone to take the vaccine one way or the other, and then you get a passport.
Well, here's the good news. Without even looking on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, his name is like, he's like worse than Hitler now.
Yeah.
Bill Gates is the new Hitler. I mean, people overuse Hitler. People know now. There's organically, they figured it out.
Well, you know, you go back and you look at Fauci. Look what he did with the 2009 swine flu. Oh, it had to be a vaccine. And then they rushed that through in just 4 months. He was telling everybody, you know, in the press conferences, no, it'll take us 18 months. He knows that he helped to push through and vouch for the safety of pandemics. And now you've got massive lawsuits that happened in the wake of that swine flu outbreak. When you had Zika virus, the answer was going to be vaccines again. But this time around, unlike in previous outbreaks, Fauci won't even talk about how there could be any other possible treatment to even ameliorate any symptoms. Everything's got to be locked down until we get a vaccine.
They are behind the scenes having grand juries impaneled to indict major vitamin companies that promote vitamin D3.
Wow.
Because they always were authorized by the lawyers and FDA to say, hey, boost immunity, antiviral. That's on the NIH website that Zinc does that, the D3. They're calling these companies up and having grand juries send them subpoenas saying, we're about to indict you as a drug. You can't say you need D3 or you need zinc.
Well, they just had a couple of
op-eds. Tell the president he can't say that.
Yeah, March 23rd, March 24th, you had the former head of the CDC was talking about vitamin D in relation to the coronavirus. And then the day later, you had an op-ed piece. Well, actually, it was in a scientific paper. You had somebody currently working at the NIH talking about how the vitamin D calms the immune system and so forth. So there's a lot of evidence.
Yeah, let me ask that question of Dr. Boyle. Why is there such a demonization of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, vitamin D3, vitamin K, vitamin A? Why are they? Well, I guess the drug companies just don't want competition, or what's going on here?
Sure. They're in control. They're in domination. And that's what they want. I think Fauci probably has patents on this type of stuff.
Well, you got $100 million from Bill Gates in October for dealing with mutagenic viruses.
Nothing to see.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
It's Dr. Tony Mengele Fauci. That's what we're dealing with here.
That's right.
And Hertz is not much better. So, you know, how can the president properly formulate a policy to deal with an existential threat, which I believe is there, to the American people and the American Republic? Alex, as you said, it could all collapse if this is not properly handled with people like that are basically criminals that clearly violated my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act all up and down. That's why I got that act into law, passed unanimously by both houses of Congress, signed by President George Bush Sr. to stop these Nazi biological warfare death scientists like Fauci and Collins and Burks and this whole cast of characters. Right. I went right after them.
Well, Dr. Boyle, you've been dead on about the fact that this is a man-made bioweapon and have been totally on target. And I respect the fact that it's man-made. It could be even more deadly than we know. And to say, hey, quarantine, all that is legitimate when you say the vaccine's fake and they're doing a power grab. That's all real. And that's real scholarly discussion. And I hope overall that, you know, that David's right, that it's not as bad as it looks like. And I hope that you're wrong. But Regardless, we know the power grab is real. Dr. Boyle, people can Google your name, Dr. Francis Boyle, find your amazing books. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, that's just one other point, though, and with all due respect to David Knight, I have a book here, Agents of Bioterrorism, by a professor of biology at Columbia, published in 2003, before all this happened. And it says, quote, the overall death rate of SARS patients is 14 to 15%, unquote. And right now, as I've explained, we are dealing with a super turbocharged SARS. So I think that is a minimum of the lethality that we are dealing with. 14 to 15%. I said that the first time.
Don't confuse the power grab over the lockdown with the fact that the lockdown could be saving people.
Well, I'm saying that we have to understand how existentially dangerous this is, and then we tailor our policies from there to preserve as much.
Sure, and we don't have the people behind the attack running it. The response.
Right. It's just like World War II. You know, that's what we're in now. It's World War III. Yes, we'll have to accept some restrictions on our civil rights and civil liberties while the emergency is there. But we don't want to give them away to these Davos globalonians. I agree with you 100% on that.
Inoculations. All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Boyle.
Thank you. Happy to be with you. And my congratulations there to David for being up and running again, and I enjoyed our dialogue.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. We have to end your best buddy.
Regardless of what the fatality rate is, let's understand that more people died from just the Great Leap Forward than what you saw on these different pandemics that Alex showed at the beginning of
all
the
hour. All of the pandemics exactly. Last 150 years didn't kill as many as Mao Zedong.
That's right. And let's understand
that the political power grab is the main threat.
Let's understand the Alamo, the death rate was 100%. But they fought for liberty. You cannot give up your liberty. You cannot surrender your life to these people. It doesn't matter what these fatality rates are. You've got to stop this shutdown, this lockdown. It's got to stop.
It's going to kill billions of the third
world. Oh, it will.
I want to take the last minute of you right up front, the whole show, full show today, not the rebroadcast, on the show we put up at Band Video. All right, I love you all. Everybody's truthful. We all have different perspectives, but we're moving in the right direction. Mike Adams has his. He's a great guy. He's about to take over. Folks, I'm just telling you, you better get your firearms for self-defense and your storable food and your vitamins and your minerals. I don't have the guns. I've got the great supplements, and I've got the great storable foods available again, ready to ship very quickly, but they may have to pause shipping again. You know, the order you put in will get delivered, but they have to stop taking new orders. Get your orders in for storable food right now. I mean, I am now moved directly into the mode of I was always 100% offense, and now I've had to shift because things are so dire to 30% defense. And you know, it's just I got to do it for my children, folks. But I am got the water well in, got the cabin going, got the guns ready to defend ourselves and put them in the garden, which it's that bad.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.